When was the first time that you had something happen that made that you didn't understand?
It was a year ago, so it was probably early June of 2010. It was a Saturday. A friend had stopped by, and when I'm outside, my dog Lulu just roams the property, and sometimes she'll go back in the tree line, but she usually stays close to me. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We were in the shop talking and doing stuff, and when he's getting ready to leave, I called her up here. I called for her, and she was right here, and she was real nervous. Her tail was tucked, the light breeze from the south, and she was facing the south, acting very unusual. And I said, figuring it was a deer or a coyote or something back there.
A minute.
So I walked back a little ways, and she wouldn't. She just stayed here by the side door, very nervous. And finally said, well, let's go in. And my friend had left, so I opened the door, and I had to raise my voice to get her to come in, which was unusual because she always wanted to stay near me. So I raised my voice. She came in, and she ran straight down the steps to the basement and hid. And I first thought when she went down that she was looking for a toy or something. After 10 minutes, I went down and found her. And she was hiding behind furniture in an unused room, cowarding. And I reached down. She wouldn't come to me, so I reached down to touch her, and she was shaking. So I made her come back up for a while, and then we went back outside and repeated the same thing 5 or 6 times until about 8 o'clock that night. Which we had Lady Asian bugs, and I'm apparently sinus sensitive to them. That night around 8 or 9 o'clock, I'd got my sinuses cleared up, and we stepped out that side door. Still had a breeze from the south. And she instantly panicked and went into that coward motion. Still and shaking and standing low, not up like a dog does. And I stood there and thought about it a little bit, and finally got a good whiff of it. And the best description I have is it was like the worst locker room stench or sweaty clothes that sat in a hamper for 2 weeks. Mixed with maybe roadkill, bloody violent, and it stood the hair up on my back. I sat back and thought, wow. And I go, the trees are 200 feet away. What's back there that smells so bad? And at the time, she'd lay down in the yard facing the south. And be real nervous. She'd look over her shoulder back behind her. Then she'd get up and she'd look face the other way because the wind currents were changing, and she kept doing that. So I made her go back. We went back inside for the night, and next morning got up and went to church and breakfast and came home, and I got dressed and walked back in there, and she walked with me for a ways, and then she turned and she ran back up here at the house. Now, from that time on, there's been few deer and coyotes around. Prior to that, I could see deer most every morning out back or down the roads. And I really think I've only seen one deer on my property, across the property back here in a year. And last night was the second time I've heard coyotes in a year. And usually if I grilled chicken out, they'd be howling. They'd smell it and they'd be singing.
Now, after that initial time, did you smell it again last year or?
I never noticed it again, but about a week before, my nephew called and said there's footprints in a subdivision south of Chatham. I said, that bugs me, because a few days ago, she was out back behind the brown shed and barking in defense. And I stepped out to see what she was doing, and she was had her nose up. She's following the wind currents, I think, because she was jumping in circles, running in circles. Tail was tucked, and she's real nervous. And I called her, and she looked towards me and like she was ready to come to me, and then she jumped like something was there and spooked her, an animal, or like she threw a rock at her. She did that for a couple of days when we were out. And the wind was in the west that time, and she was facing west.
Have you ever felt like you were being watched?
Yeah. Just about every time I see her doing something like that, a few times when I've been outside, I get that feeling. She's been in the pool. And she's pretty relaxed now.
Have you ever had anything thrown at you, like a branch or
no.
rocks or anything?
No.
Okay, what about sounds?
Last night, it was probably after 10. I think it was 10:30 or so. We'd been watching TV, and I noticed she was restless in the house. And I asked her once, do you have to go potty? And usually she'd come up to me and give me a roof, and we'd go. So she wouldn't do that last night. She just looked at me like, keep guessing. About 10:30, I said, come on, let's go outside and potty, and then go to bed. Stepped outside, and she immediately faced south and froze. And I got that feeling while she was doing that, that somebody was staring at me. So I stepped back in, grabbed my cell phone and the camera, my big spotlight. And she was still outside. I stepped out and started walking south towards the tree line. She stayed right by that door. Now, normally a dog will follow its master. And I got about halfway between the pool and the fence, or the tree line, and just stopped and stood there a little bit. And I could hear, it was real quiet, you could hear birds and crickets, but I could hear my hair stood up, and I thought, what in the world? It was walking in twigs and branches. And I said, who's there? And they stopped. And I'm thinking, a couple of my friends know, and are they pulling the prank? And then I think I said it again. Who's there? Like that. And I waited, and there was a hoo-hoo! Sound like that come back at me. Probably not that loud, because it knew I could hear it, whatever it was. And right after that, west of here, and I'd say a good half mile, coyotes started screaming and howling. I don't need to be out here alone. I don't have a gun. I don't have a knife. And my dog was spooked. She's staying up here at the house. So I came back in and started turning the lights off, and 15, 20 minutes passed, and I've got a little sound amplifier, a headset, and a little box you turn on and hold, and you can adjust the volume. And I went quietly out on the deck and left her inside, and I sat there for 15 or 20 minutes listening, and I could hear, again, some footprints, the same intervals, that was west of me now, back in the trees. Yeah. I said, okay, there's something back there, but I'm not going to go look after dark. When it's something that powerful.
Got two trucks there.
Anyway, when I came in from that, I went to check email, and of course I had a page up for Facebook, and it came on with the link for Chatham, the story that's in, they just published in the paper about the footprints and messing with Sasquatch or something, it says. But
so did you hear any other vocals? I thought you had said something about a childlike sound.
Oh, yes. When I was, after I heard the footprints and called out and it made the sound back and I started walking back up to the house, I heard what sounded like kids playing, and they weren't very far away, like a couple little girls giggling and or talking. Now, there's no kids back there. I know there can't be. the next house is a half mile down the road or so. My dog Lou started out to me, and I said, "Who is that?" And she just froze and turned around, and she come right back to the house, like when she heard it again.
So it sounded like kids playing.
It's like little girls talking or playing. Uh-huh.
No crying or anything, more of a conversation.
I don't know how I'd describe it. It wasn't.
Yeah, it's tough.
It wasn't legible, as in,
right,
you know,
right,
I want that toy, or
right,
a whining, like a high pitch, like a little girl's voice would be.